With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Prosecutor Nathan Wade is resigning from former President Trump's election case in Georgia. A Georgia judge ruled Fulton County DA Fani Willis can remain on the election case if Wade is removed. Trump's legal team wanted Willis removed from the case due to her sexual relationship with Wade. Tornadoes and severe thunderstorms slammed into sections of the Ohio Valley on Thursday, killing three people. More than 38 were reported injured in the town of Winchester. Resident Carrie Todd said they tried to see what was going on.
We did step outside to look at the tunnel. It was just a tunnel of wind coming, and it looked like a bunch of blackbirds and stuff, but it wasn't. It was debris just coming, and it was heading our way.
Ohio Governor Mike DeWine tells WSYX WTTE residents are banding together to help one another.
I had the chance to talk to some people who have lost their house or lost part of their house or who had been in some way impacted, and to see their spirit and their resilience and their toughness, how strong they are.
Also, at SRNnews.com, Apple agrees to pay $490 million.
The complaint says Cook signaled the iPhones released in September 2018 were off to a good start in China, one of the company's biggest markets. But in January 2019, Cook issued a warning that Apple's revenue for the just-completed quarter would fall $9 billion below management's forecast. That triggered a 10% plunge in Apple's stock price, wiping out more than $70 billion and shareholder wealth. Apple has vehemently denied Cook deceived investors. The company says it decided to pay the money to avoid what it calls an overly burdensome, expensive, and distracting hassle. I'm Mike Hempen.
This is SRN News. Vice President Kamala Harris visits an abortion clinic in Minnesota's Twin Cities.
The White House says it marked the first time a president or vice president toured an abortion clinic while in office. It's the latest move by the Biden administration to demonstrate its commitment to reproductive rights, which the president's reelection campaign also considers a top priority. There are no restrictions on abortion at any stage of pregnancy in Minnesota, a state Mr. Biden won in 2020 by 7 percentage points. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
A Japanese high court rules that denying same-sex marriage is unconstitutional, but the court does not have the power to overturn the current marriage law, which has been interpreted to restrict marriage as between a man and woman. Japan's government is known for its conservative family values and reluctance to promote gender equality and sexual diversity. Government offices may continue to deny marriage status to same-sex couples. This is SRN News. A United Airlines flight from San Francisco to Southern Oregon lands safely Friday morning, despite losing a panel underneath the older model Boeing 737.
The missing panel is the latest in a series of recent incidents involving aircraft manufactured by Boeing. United Flight 433 landed safely without incident. United Airlines says the flight was carrying 139 passengers and 6 crew members. No emergency was declared because there was no indication of the damage during the flight. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Department of Health and Human Services is investigating a recent cyber attack against United Health Group that disrupted billing operations for patients nationwide. A survey found more than 80% of hospitals say their cash flow was directly affected by the cyber attack. HHS announced that it would launch an investigation given the unprecedented magnitude of the attack. More details at SRNnews.com.